Hey everyone, this is Steven from memeandmeaning.com. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a couple weeks since I released anything. I've been working on things in the meantime, and you know, the vision is always changing for this. Should it be a weekly thing, a bi-weekly thing, a monthly thing? And so when I consider making it a monthly thing, you know, with less quantity, the quality has to go up. And that's kind of where I think I want to take it. I want to make the highest quality content I possibly can. And so that takes more time, takes more effort, you know, all that. And so I think I might try that out. You know, that might be what this turns into. And so we'll have to see, you know, I'm figuring this out as I go. We'll see how it unfolds. But today, I have this quasi-essay I wrote. You know, not formal at all. But just thoughts on death. You know, what does that mean for our lives? You know, how can we integrate that to live more fully? You know, and so hope you enjoy it. I'll catch you on the other side. I'm also going to be putting this up as a YouTube video very soon, if it's not out already. Channel's just Meme and Meaning. Hope you enjoy. Death is something that will likely range on a spectrum of its immediate importance to you. You know, perhaps your day is going well, and the word doesn't hold much for you. There's not a lot of significance there. And perhaps you are seemingly indifferent to the term in this very moment. Yet what about the actual thing? You know, death itself. From my experience, if I am not being emotionally affected by this little word, by this impending event, that I'm not only disconnected on some level, I am in actuality wasting my time. Because death puts our lives in perspective. The things we chase, the minute details that contribute to our agitation, the insistence on doing something today in order to live a better tomorrow. You know, all these things, they're fine and they're great, right? But do they really matter at the core of this moment in your relationship to yourself? Because when we are stripped to that, we are stripped to this present moment and are faced with that question of whether we truly appreciate ourselves. You know, can we find the aptitude to be here and actually here? And so these plans and these stories that make up our lives fall away, and what's left are the underlying questions that many of us have either ignored or hidden away. You know, what is death? What lies beyond it? What does it mean for the future of the people I love, for my family, for my friends? Some of these questions are far more subject to answer than others, and perhaps the first two will never sufficiently be answered by human reasoning. But in any case, death, it brings the stark reminder of our finite existence. It brings the profound mystery of life, of nature, of reality, of consciousness, God, whatever the hell you want to call it, right? Because we can place any arrangement of mumbling lips on it. The words hardly matter here. It's what they point to, the essence of these, the meaning, and the vastness we are all embedded in. You know, in the most sincere sense, this is everything that life is about. Death is the moment that all of this is leading up to. And artists, philosophers, mathematicians, theologians, scientists, shamans, all these people and the ways of thinking and living that they embody, if authentically expressed and sought after, are dedicated to this pursuit of truth, this pursuit of answering or at least probing the question of what is life? What is all this? You know, what am I here for? And who or what the hell am I? And when you look at this work for a while, when you look at, you know, things like personal development, perhaps even non-duality, some of this stuff, I mean, the darnest damn thing is that, you know, the strikingly humble thing in all this is that it comes to the fact that we may not and may just never know the true answer. That's a possibility. It's truly a possibility. And with death being as natural as birth, the question facing us is at this point not what definitively comes after. The two most meaningful questions, by my estimation, are how do I live this life well in light of this impending condition, and why should I be scared? You know, why should I be scared of death? Why should I be scared of life, of other people, of my goals, my dreams, anything? And so people like Socrates, the Buddha, Jesus, so many people have devoted their entire lives to these questions, men and women. And, you know, despite being a humble minority among the billions of people to live on this planet, they sought after this with great sincerity and a great yearning, just for the sake of it, just for the sake of truth itself, of a fulfilling life purely for itself. You know, that question of how to live well. It's very pressing. It's, you know, semantics surely plays a large role in this, but from the way I see it, in the 21st century, we have more information and resources to figure out a tenable answer to this question with the highest degree of confidence possible. And one thing I'm sure of is that road rage is not part of the life based intentionally on the recognition of death. Financial stress and lack of substance are not part of the most fulfilling life. Being a dick to someone and being ungrateful for the people that support and love you in this life, these are not in part of this endeavor. Harboring hate and judgment upon those who have done you wrong and not forgiving those who have been hurt only to go on hurting. You know, to not share forgiveness, to not express that common essence of the human condition. These things are not the mark of wisdom. They are anything but that. And though this question ultimately comes all the way back to you, you know, I don't believe we should play stupid like no one has anything of value to say on the matter. Because people have been living on this earth for thousands upon thousands of years. And there is wisdom out there. And a lot of it boils down to humility, right? And a faithful curiosity. I think we have to try things out, you know, especially if we're young. We need to interact with new and different kinds of people, different environments, do some reading, and try to see outside of our culture and our bubble of conditioning. You know, we only have but a sliver of life, and there's far, far more to know. And so, you know, death is coming. And aside from some of the guys in Silicon Valley who think they can outsmart it, outwit the whole biological process, it's really, you know, death is really the only guarantee we have in this life. There's no magic law that we get to be safe, comfortable, well-fed, loved by others, untarnished by brutality, untouched by war. These are not guarantees. These are tremendous, tremendous blessings. And so if you have these, as I do, I believe that we owe a tremendous amount of gratitude. Because events have transpired, they have unfolded in a way to give us the comfort we have. And so what are we going to do with that? What are you going to do with that as a man, as a woman, as a living, breathing human being? What are you going to do with the privilege and blessings laid before you? You know, do you want to wash dishes for the rest of your life? Do you want to deliver pizzas forever? Whatever the hell you do. You know, if you're young, build forward from these with gumption, but let's have a broader vision for our lives. Something truly authentic to who we are as a person. A vision where you know what your values are, where you see yourself helping others and contributing back to the world in a tangible, God-honest way. Where you are in alignment so that when life does unfold, when you are faced with opportunity, you are prepared to meet that opportunity with your preparation. And you can unfold life intentionally in the most fulfilling way that you can foresee. Because this may be it. It really may be it, this life. And though I have my doubts that that may be the case for various reasons, I really ultimately can't be sure. So this is addressed to those of you who desire more, to those who have a clue but may lack the means. This is to you and at the same time to myself. You know, we just fucking live. Like, truly fucking live, because what the hell else is there? Is there anything else you'd rather be doing? When you get down to the core of that, just live. Live the life you desire based on who you actually fucking are. You know, find some way to find what you love. And if you are so blessed to know what that is, then go for it. Right? Because I can guarantee that 97% of people with the same desire won't. We only have so much time, and no one knows how much that will be. The majority of human beings on this earth didn't live up to their potential. The potential that each of us gets to set consciously or unconsciously. And I'm not trying to sit here and tell you what you should value in life, what you should do. Like, I'm 19. I'm scared of many things. I'm surely wrong about something, and I waste plenty of my time too. And so I may not know what's good for you. Only you can figure that out, but damn it, why aren't all of us looking for that? You know, let's go look for that. What is good for us? What's going to be the most fulfilling thing long term? To look back and like, fuck, that was amazing. Like, everything was worth it at that point. You know, what's worth your dwindling time? The time slipping through your fingers as I speak. You know, go do something that makes you feel alive. And don't just brush that off like it's nothing. From my experience, you just have to start to realize and feel the change of state that comes along. You know, mood follows action. So go seek these things out. Sometimes I think many of us would, but with this culture and the way it covers things up specifically with death, you know, the way it hides death, I feel like we lose something in that. To see someone's eyes, to know that there is a being present there. To recognize that and suddenly lose that. Like, fuck, is there anything in that? Do you feel the timeless significance of that, the mystery of this life? And I know many of you won't. And sometimes I don't. And that's, you know, we're so distracted. We've developed this bubble of gluttony in too many ways to keep us from others and ourselves. And I could say that that's not the way it should be. I could say that the world should be the way I want it to be. But that wouldn't be the closest thing to the truth, would it? You know, that wouldn't be the case. That's not how reality is. So to step outside of the norms, of the status quo, and to see outside of that and face a bit of what everyone is ignoring is no small thing. So if there's anything to take away from this message put forth here, it's to make it blatantly obvious and feel it, you know, really feel it every day that you will die. To take time in your morning but for a few minutes and consider that fact. To consider that your parents, brothers, sisters, friends, everyone will also die. We're all going to leave this life. We're going to pass. And in the face of that, the anxiety and the bullshit that we carry, so many of us carry, you know, none of it matters when we recognize, when we truly contemplate and feel the severity of that. You know, someday it'll be like you never happened. Because virtually all is forgotten in the long haul. And so we might as well do what we desire, what we existentially and authentically desire. Because we can't take anything with us. Not even glory, not even remembrance. And so when we bring death into our lives, we begin to live fully, to integrate and to view life from that perspective, or at least a level of non-duality, to see that opposites depend on each other. To know hot means we had to know cold. To know light means we had to know dark. And so maybe, just maybe, to know life meant that we had to know death. You're here. You're alive. You're hopefully well. Go do something with that. Move forward. And insist on yourself. All right. Hope you guys got something out of that. Again, this is going to be also a YouTube video. Going to be posting it shortly and trying to add more cinematic qualities to it. Not just as like a still picture like I've been doing thus far. So a few things to let you know about. I have an email list on my website. You know, get updates on episodes and some extra resources to go along with the episodes. There's a little free ebook when you sign up on any of those email capture windows. Subscribe, podcast, YouTube, any of that stuff if you like it. You know, click that like button for me. Share if you feel so inclined. Leave a review. That helps out a lot. Facebook, YouTube, already mentioned, all that stuff. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. And so, again, just the thing to really hammer home is to make it clear. To remind yourself daily that you're gonna die. You will die. You don't know what that means. You don't know what's after that. You may never know. So just go fucking be you, right? As cliche as that can sound. All right. Have a great week. I'll be putting out some more stuff soon. Like I said, it might be a monthly thing. Have a good one.